So many people really love Facebook. They love to see pictures and be up to date with all the goings-on of their friends by keeping regular checks on Facebook. The criticisms against Facebook are, first of all, that it can monopolize a great deal of time. And secondly, I think this is something to think about, that it tends to be a very superficial experience. You get to see everybody's pictures, but do you men make the effort to talk to them, to visit with them, to share in their life, to ask what's going on and what's going on deeper than at the surface level? I think that Jesus's reaction to the crowd today, calling them an evil generation because they just want a sign, it's almost like they're Facebook users, right? They've already seen any number of signs and miracles of Jesus, but they want to see one more so they can take a picture and put it on their Facebook account. They're not getting to any level of depth, and that's a problem. And Jesus says, I'm actually a greater sign than Jonah was to the Ninevites. And when Jonah preached in Nineveh, the people repented. But I'm a greater sign of God's love and mercy than Jonah. And the queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, came a very, very long distance to hear the wisdom of Solomon, the wisdom that God gave to Solomon. And Jesus says, but I am greater than Solomon, and I have greater wisdom than him. So the challenge is for all of us in our faith is to stop looking for all the spectacular and splashy signs of God's love and just to reflect on what we've already been given. The Word was made flesh. God came down from heaven and became one of us. That is a spectacular sign. And then the Word went and died on the cross for us. And then he rose from the dead for us. You want to know some signs about God's love to look at in your own life? Well, how about thinking about those? That's the problem of always seeking the next greatest, best, not most novel thing to be to tickle us and that we can put on our Facebook account. We miss the great big things that are the foundations of our faith. For those of us who come to Mass, Mass is not a Facebook experience. It's not intended to be something you look at, you take a picture of, and you send it to your friends. The idea is to enter into the mystery when we come here, to enter into the Word of God that is revealed to us in the Scriptures, to enter into and to become in union with Christ and his body and blood, where we are united with him. To become a part of this community of faith, all of the brothers and sisters who gather here, and to experience God in that. There are all these wonderful, marvelous ways of experiencing God when we come to the Mass. So it's not intended to be superficial, it's intended to be interactive, and it's intended to go deep, and we're intended to reflect. And if we don't do that, then we are that evil generation that's just seeking a sign. And Jesus says, no sign will be given except all the signs you already have. And the sign that we have, the greatest sign we have, is Jesus Christ, Son of God, died and risen for us.